100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories podcast. I don't know what else to say. Weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories. Maybe you've heard of it. Well, the topic this week was a pick two. I better go to the website to see what it is. Hold on. God, it's a long one. Join, aspirin, gravy, mercantile, polar, clay, eggshell, jump, juniper. Not jumper, juniper. Jupiter, juniper, juniper, juniper berries. So, we got a whole bunch of stories in. What am I going to do? I'm going to let you listen to them. Here we go.
Hazing was tougher than ever this year. To join, the test was to ingest 5 aspirin, chased with a full gravy boat, and run all the way to the mercantile without tossing your cookies. Once there, the inductee would drop trow and sit on a block of ice, bare-assed, like a polar bear, while juggling soft clay balls and hard-boiled eggs, being careful to avoid cracking any of the eggshells. After this, the pledge would have to chug a half pint of gin, flavored with juniper berries and orange clementine. The hazing for the fraternities would be the same.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. You have to pick your target area carefully. A baseball bat may be painful, but you must incapacitate your victim. Leg bones are stronger than you might think. And although a good swing may break an arm, there's no guarantee it'll do serious damage. Broken collarbones and ribs are a better bet, but if you really want results, go for the skull. To a baseball bat, the skull is eggshell thin. One good hard whack, and it's all over. Trust me, to receive one of those will result in a headache no amount of aspirin will shift.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I called it On Eggshells. New job, new goals, more money. That was great, right? Wrong. Arthur's supervisor, a wannabe vampire of sorts, decided to bite all the men in the company. Arthur wasn't fond of bites, especially of co-workers, even if they were female. So he maneuvered cautiously through the intricate maze of corridors. The day the supervisor caught him by the wrist, he smashed her face in with the lunch tray. He told the police he feared for his life. They believed him. And Arthur joined another company. This time, the goal was to find a quiet work environment with no biting. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, hello. Munzee here with another story for the lot of you, to enjoy or not to, as is your wish. On Mornings After, by Christopher Monroe. One risk of the party bus lifestyle that nobody talks about is hangovers. Good gravy, the hangovers. Aspirin won't save you, and while keeping hydrated might mitigate things somewhat, you'll still spend much of your mornings an utter human disaster most days. Which is fine. Nothing happens in the morning on a party bus, so you won't miss anything. Sleep till noon, many do, while the bus whisks you to the next town, for the next party. Wake up when you do, on your own terms. There's no pressure. We're all night owls here. That's why we joined a party bus. Thus ends March, and I hope you enjoyed both my story and the month. How was it for you? I hope that none of you got stabbed by any senators. I'll be back next week for the first story of April. Or will I? Yeah, I will.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 570, I think, and it's a pick two. My story today is called Lost Afternoon. Come join me in the bedroom, my wife said. In some households, that could be an invitation to something good. I knew it was a demand to waste my afternoon and beyond. Okay, I'm here. What's up? She pointed to the wall above the dresser. The wall contained 5 swaths of paint. I groaned inwardly. I picked these up from the paint store. We have polar white, eggshell, juniper, and clay. I looked. White, pretty much white, green, and gray. Oh, wonderful. Say, you said 5 swaths, but mentioned only 4. What's that brownish stain to the right? She stared. Oh, that's just gravy from a snack I had last night. Well, that's too bad. That was my first choice. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hi, it's Richard. This week was a pick two, and I have 2 stories, each with 2 different topics. The first is called Gin. I'd always fancied making my own tipple, and having juniper bushes at the bottom of the garden, gin seemed to be the logical choice. I wasn't really sure how to go about it, but a quick Google search armed me with all the necessary information. The only extra I'd need was a good quantity of cheap vodka. I have a friend, Ivan, who has connections down at the docks. He saw me right. Although I'm not so sure after tasting, I'm seriously thinking of adding aspirin to the mix to combat the headache as a preemptive measure. And story number 2 is called Ted. It's not every day you get to join a polar expedition. And that's the trouble with Ted Talks. You get all inspired by somebody else's pursuit of freedom and success, and before you know it, you've quit your job, sold the house, and signed up for a 6-month trek across the frozen Arctic wastes. And it all seemed such a good idea at the time. Trust me, it's not. When you've lost your toes to frostbite and are down to your last husky for protein, the only success you can focus on is surviving another day. Don't do it. There you go, good advice indeed. So that's me done. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And before I begin, I wanted to talk about last week's weird road trip. It wasn't the destination or the purpose of the trip. It was the buildings we passed. Tesla, Facebook, Google, YouTube, eBay. Facebook was the weirdest. The whole building has an open garage under it, total glass front. At 6:30 in the morning, it just floats in the air. And my story this evening is called Just a Bunch of Words. Eggshell Jupiter ran pell-mell down the long red corridor, 2 picks in hand. Polar Gravy was attacking, joined with the aspirin feet of clay, both armed to the teeth with Morning Star and Pole Axe, respectively. The fight, a weekly challenge, was always topical. This was billed as the next big thing, but always fell short, just like the picks and axes. Mercantilism is the way,
the eggshell yelled. Workers of the world, unite! You have nothing to lose but your chains, the gravy screamed. The groundlings pressed to post their last bets. The vendors hawked their dubious wares.
Okay, that was it.
And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hidey-ho! Leanna here once again for this week's challenge number 570, a pick two. This story really felt like it needed to be a poem, so here it is, poorly written, poorly played, and probably breaking many rules. My story, These Pigs. The Three Little Pigs, everyone knows. But what about the outcast? Two brothers, sadly disowned. One was dumb and a little cray. He tried to follow in their footsteps, but not with sticks, bricks, or even hay. A house he built of eggshells. No wolf was required. Just one attempt at entrance made his whole house crash and expire. The second pig. Oh, so into clay. This wasn't about building. Just more chic than mud to roll and lay. Joke's on us. You'd laugh if you could. That pig now lives high on the hog as a pampered pet in Hollywood.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 570 with a pick two. Here's my story. Juliet smiled down the barrel of her pistol at Benny. Her teeth glistened, polar white, between her blood-red lips. Benny's legs felt as if they had turned to gravy and his feet were mired in clay. He was painfully aware of his own handgun in the holster behind his back. She read his mind. Reach for it and I'll blow your head open like an eggshell. Isn't that why you're here? Benny asked. She looked sincerely surprised. Not if you join me. Me? Join you? He asked, as a bullet whistled past his ear, striking Juliet in the shoulder. Thanks for listening. Remember to check out the YA Books podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Tura Brazino here, with a story on the subjects clay and eggshells. Our miracle mineral detox contains three magic ingredients. Two of them are clay and eggshells. Not just any clay or any eggshells, of course. Naturally formed diatomaceous kaolin with 6-9's purity and sustainably harvested shells from hatched puffin chicks. There's an authentic medieval recipe. Take good black clay, 2 handfuls, and the shell of an egg that have hatched in its season, and by the rising light of dawn, pound them together a sufficient time so they be well mixed, and so on. We leave out the claims that it will actually cure anything. And the third ingredient? Gullibility.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
After the heart attack, Bob started taking a daily dose of aspirin. However, he never quite got used to the pill's bitter taste. He tried coated aspirin, but they tasted bad in a different way. Syrups, candies, you name it, he tried it. So he started taking his aspirin with a cup of gravy. And that tasted wonderful because, let's face it, everything is better with gravy. Of course, this ended up clogging Bob's arteries even more, and eventually Bob had a second, fatal heart attack. But the mortician had a hard time prying the smile off of Bob's face.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the pick two. All over the place, man. It's crazy what y'all come up with. Next topic is going to be Tumble. I look forward to hearing from y'all. Let's keep this going, man. Let's keep it going. Let's have some fun with it. Are you having fun? I'm having fun. We're all having fun. If you want to do something more with it, do something more with it. Want to do something less with it? Take a break. Go play. It's some places around, it's beautiful out. So, and if it sucks out, well, go back inside and write some stories. So, man, the allergies. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.